Blog Talk Radio.
It is incredible. It's Saturday morning again. Why is it incredible? Because it's really raining. And I make that kind of as a joke because we're in the Pacific Northwest after all. We all wanted to sink down a couple more degrees because I want to see some of that beautiful white snow falling all over the place. All right, today is going to be a really, really fun morning, and because we get to cook something for you in a little while, and I'm so excited about it. You know, I've done a couple of different shows on Blog Talk here, and, you know, simulcast and rebroadcast all over the place, and on breakfast specifically and things in the Northwest. But today is one of my favorite topics because it's breakfast in the Northwest. But here's the take on the whole thing, which is exciting. It's like it's a take on, it's a Pacific Northwest take on some things back in Brooklyn that I love so much. Or it's a Brooklyn take on the things I love here up in the Northwest. You know, this is what I'm leaving open to thought and discussion because it's such a crossover. Being from, Eastern European family, there were certain staples in our diet, and one of them was lox or smoked salmon to you Northwesters, very thinly sliced, and it's sort of a different, way of making lox. Now, salmon is, can be done a couple of different ways. Obviously, it could be, freshly cut, and you can broil it, and you can bake it. And, you can do so many different things to give it flavor, either fresh herbs or marinade, that sort of stuff. You can poach it. It doesn't take very long to cook. The other process is smoking. And smoking fish is, or anything, meat, as a matter of fact, is an art. And in the Northwest, what was an education to me, in a sense, is since I was brought up in sort of a household where some family members worked in the delicatessen business, really dealt a lot with salmon in the form of lox. When I came in the Northwest, I learned a whole different thing because we didn't have very much of smoked fish other than white fish, a little bit of smoked salmon, occasionally sturgeon and stuff. But when it came to salmon, it was just mostly baked or in this form of lox, which was, really something that we just had all the time and mostly combined on a nice fresh bagel with some cream cheese or something like that. And it always worked out so great. And in cooking and basic smoking of meat, every time that you make a sort of a smoked dish, whether it be cold smoking, they call it, or hot smoking, there's a certain process that you do to maintain the flavor. In a lot of cases, you take an outdoor, maybe Weber barbecue, and get coals to smoke it a certain way. I've seen people take old-fashioned hot plates and put a pie pan on top of that, get some wood chips in it, and create the smoke that way, which is a good urban way to do it if you're just limited in space. And then timing it, to a certain amount of time. Usually a good smoke in that sense would be a couple of hours would do it. But one of the biggest things is to prepare the salmon in advance. So, for instance, for a quick smoked salmon, that way you take a salmon fillet, and then you'd use some zest or, a little outdoor, outside of citrus, like from orange or grapefruit. I like to mix it up actually myself or add limes to it. Take some thyme leaves, fresh if you can get them, and chop them up really well. Some coarse black pepper, And then, of course, sea salt or kosher salt. Then I use a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, depending on the size of the salmon. And then a little bit more lime juice to finish it off. And I mix all this together and sort of make a brine, and I keep the salmon in it overnight. And then the next day, of course, I get my coals going. I get the smoker to a certain point, and then I take that salmon and I put it on the highest rack possible, and I slowly smoke it. And there you go. In 2 to 4 hours, you'll have a beautiful piece of smoked salmon. Now, what I was starting to talk about was the lox, grav lox, and how that works. It's just a process that is almost like taking the raw fish and, letting it marinate, in a sense. And in the old days, they did that a lot with meats and things like that. They took, pieces of fish, and they took pieces of, meat, and they were able to dry it out in a certain way. You know, making homemade lox is sort of the old thing. They call it grav lox, and it's cured basically sometimes in just salt and sugar, rather than sometimes cold smoking, like I just said, or, hot smoking. It's basically taking this sort of lox and making it sort of a marinade and wet, and cooking it in the combination of what I'm going to tell you in just a second. Just a little bit of education. If you're talking about a lox called Nova lox, which is a very popular, beautiful lox, Nova is cold smoked, and it's done in a process where it gives you that same texture as lox, which is a shiny, silky sort of thing. A lot of California transplants, like from New York, like myself, they have a long list of really delicious things that you can't get in Brooklyn and you can't get in California. It goes on to start with pizza, bagels, egg rolls, and one of the biggest things is real lox. And now we found a couple of different companies that are sort of importing it. When I remember about Nova lox, there was a company called Acme back east in Brooklyn, and that was like the king of all things in appetizing. And appetizing means smoked fish, all that different stuff. You can get Nova lox literally in several places, but believe it or not, it's up to $40 to $50 to $60 a pound. And that's why telling you how to make it is really, really the greatest thing in the world. So when the savings here comes like from buying your own salmon, okay? So I say, certain things you can make yourself, and this is one of them. So I got some really, really nice salmon, and I got not a farm salmon. I got a wild salmon, because in the Northwest we got it from Alaska. I literally got it because I bought the whole fish, and I butchered it myself. I got it for $6 a pound, which is incredible, and gorgeous fish. In this neck of the woods, a good king salmon is really, really something that's even more valuable, but it's gorgeous, and the yield is incredible. So let's start out with about 2 pounds of this salmon. I fillet it really well. I take a half a cup of white sugar, a half a cup of salt, about a bunch of dill, meaning a punch of dill or a fistful of dill. I remember this great movie where Al Pacino was talking to Johnny Depp and saying, here's how you cook this. He goes, you take a little of this, and then you get a punch of salt. He goes, what's a punch of salt? You hear a pinch, and basically you use a punch, which was really just, instead of a pinch, it was using your whole hand and almost making a fist and grabbing that much. And that's how much you want. You want a punch, usually about a half a cup to the hand, okay? And if you're looking at a dill, imagine about a half a cup of fresh dill, and you got to use fresh dill. And then you need one lemon. Basically, what you're going to do is you're going to take all that good stuff that I just said, the sugar, the salt, the dill, the lemon, and you're going to mix it all together, and you're going to basically place your salmon in that mix. Okay, and you're going to put it in, I usually put it in a 2-inch baking pan of some kind, and it works out perfectly. And I cover it up with some saran wrap, and I poke a couple little holes in it, and I basically stick it in my fridge and forget about it for about 2 or 3 days. And I'm telling you what, you're going to have something that you're just going to, just love so much. It's that incredible combination of that fresh fish with the lemon that kicks it off and that fresh dill. All right, what happens when it's done? Here's what happens. You drain it really well. meaning get all the juice off of it. Lay it on a piece of cheesecloth. If you can do that, that'd be great. If not, a very fine screen, just to make sure you are keeping maintaining the integrity of the fish. Then, when you're ready and it's at the right temperature, it'll be a little bit cold, let it dry for about 15 minutes, pat it if you need to, then take a really nice, sharp, I'd like to use a really large bread knife usually to cut, because you want a little bit of the teeth, or if you have a really good chef's knife that's really sharp, and then on the bias, paper thin slices by hand, and you'll have the most amazing stuff. Now, literally, for the cost of the materials and the cost of the salmon, if you get a good deal, you're doing it for less than 25% of the cost of Nova if you got it from back east. And after you do it a couple of times, I promise you, you're going to love it, you're going to understand it, and you're going to say, oh my gosh, this has got to be a regular thing. And it will be. You know, in a lot of the shows, I've told you how to make and taught you how to make things that are really resemble. A lot of some of the mail and some of the people that communicate with me who are listening and finding Food Mania are from back east. And even though I've been out west for a long, long, long time, you know, you never lose it when it comes to food. And I'm still constantly revising and trying to imitate things. And lox is one of them, which is fantastic. And what's really great for me is that I've been a vegetarian for so many years, and so my memory is just by, you know, memory taste, and, you know, every now and then, even as a vegetarian, as a chef, I'll stick my finger in it and do a little taste, and now I finally have sort of broken my code, and I eat a little bit of smoked salmon now and lox, and hey, what are you going to do? It's, you know, it's still that healthy lifestyle that I love, and but you can't, you know, you can't beat the taste of something, and it's very, very natural and delicious. All right, here's the great thing. Let's go. We're going to go to the kitchen right now, and we're going to meet my good friend and former co-host of Kitchen Cuisine, and play you a segment that we recorded on this incredible dish that I call Eggs Goldstein. It's a take on two things. If you've ever had lox, onions, tomatoes, and eggs when we were growing up, it's a beautiful omelet. You take the fresh eggs and beat them really well, and then previously take some onion and tomato and you saute it and you mix it together, and then at the last minute you drop in the lox that I taught you just how to make, and it's a beautiful dish. Then of course you've had Eggs Benedict, where you get that beautiful fresh poached egg topped with fresh, I mind you, fresh hollandaise sauce, and then usually they used to use a slice of ham or something, but what we did is we took all the greatest things of the Pacific Northwest salmon and mixed it with this incredible original Eggs Benedict and came up with what we call Eggs Goldstein. So let's head to the kitchen right now for Eggs Goldstein with Jill and Stuarto. And this is really, really fun. I hope you like it.
It's Kitchen Cuisine.
I am so sorry. We've had a technical difficulty here with the audio file, and it's correcting as we speak, but we're just not going to have enough time to run this incredible cooking segment on eggs Goldstein. So guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I know this recipe so well that I'm going to go ahead and go through it with you live right now just to talk you through it, and then we'll play the segment again next time. And I apologize, but that's the way it goes in radio, and you have to keep going since this is a live show. All right, we're talking about eggs Goldstein, and before the flu pas of technology, I told you a little bit about it. It combines the traditional East Coast Brooklyn sort of Jewish Eastern European breakfast of lox, onions, tomatoes, and eggs, and marries it with a simple eggs Benedict. And here's what we do. Now, I take it a little differently, and I'm going to go ahead and give you the opportunity for me to send you, for absolutely no charge, an MP3 audio file of the cooking segment. So anybody that's interested in that, I'll tell you how you'll be able to get it after this broadcast. And I'll put that also on the Blog Talk Radio site and on the Chef's Stores Foodomania site so you can get a copy of this, and I will put it up there so you can listen. I really apologize for the technical foupah. We're broadcasting actually for the first time live out of the 1020 film studio of a division of 1020 Radio, and it's a brand new room, and we're really excited about it, but we had a technical glitch, and that's all I'll say about it. So let's not waste any more time saying I'm sorry, but tell you how we can make up for this. We're talking about eggs Goldstein. I got the name because I just thought, oh my gosh, it's like sort of the Northwest / Jewish version of my tradition. And Mr. Goldstein was an incredible memory from one of the great little coffee shop luncheonettes I used to go to. So we named it after him. And this is the way it goes. First of all, the ingredients are basically very simple. You have your homemade Gravlax, and we got that together, and we told you how to make that a little earlier. And then secondly, what we do on this is we beef it up with some really, really nice smoked salmon as well. So I'm going to get a really nice hunk of cold smoked king salmon, which you can buy in several different places, unless you make it yourself. We're going to need to start with that. Now, instead of the traditional English muffin and eggs Benedict, I'm going to use a really beautiful country French bread. And what I have is a really nice loaf of what they call a potato bread with a hard crust. And we're going to take each order here is going to be two slices of that. This is a moderately sized loaf of bread, but they have different ones, more of the country version, a little thicker. I go someplace between the country version and a baguette size, and you can get that in any kind of a really good bakery. That's our component there. Then we're going to take, of course, our eggs, and we'll need a bunch of them. For each specific order, you're going to need two eggs. So if you're cooking this for three people, you'll need six eggs. But we have to make some hollandaise sauce. And for that, for this batch, we're going to make it fresh. And so what we're going to need is about 5 to 6 egg yolks. And, you know, it's very easy to separate the egg yolks and make them separate. You can hang on to the egg whites and put them in the fridge and use that for an egg white omelet or maybe some meringue that you want to make. And then we'll need, I like to use 3/4 of a stick of butter to 5 eggs, and you'll get that. And then you'll need a little bit of salt and white pepper, a little teeny bit of paprika, and a pinch, not a punch, of like chili powder. And this is how we're going to do it. What I like to do is I take, and this is all about thermal heat, and you got to be really careful, but I do it the old-fashioned way. I take a medium-sized pot, I fill it with about halfway full of water. I get it on the stove. Then I get an all-metal bowl, stainless steel bowl, one of the larger ones, and I put that over the pot of water, and we're creating sort of a steaming bath. Now, you also need a good whisk, a medium-sized one that you can use in one hand and stir quickly. That would be very, very helpful. We don't use a spoon or a fork or anything like that. We need a good whisk. And that's your basic tools to set this up. Now, again, remember, when you're putting the bowl over the top of the pan, there's going to be steam emitting underneath. If you lift it up slightly in the wrong way and you get a burst of steam, you can burn yourself. So it's probably a good idea to possibly wear some hot pads when you're doing this. And I'm just telling you to protect yourself because it's not too dangerous, but at the same time, a simple slip of concentration, and you can get a little burning and that's fun. All right, now that I got you totally scared. Now what I do is I get the water going to just a slight boil, And then at that point in time, I'll take my butter and I'll stick it in the pan and let it melt. And then I'll take that separate, by the way, and have the melted butter ready to go. You want to put that on the side. Now, in the clean pan bowl again, I'm sorry, you're going to go ahead and slowly, and this is the thing, before you do, get ready, you're going to have to constantly move your hand to whisk these egg yolks together. And the trick is, it's going to start getting thick fairly quick, so you want to lift the bowl up with your left hand or right hand, whichever one you are, to make sure you get it off the heat, and that's where the hot pad, you know, glove comes in. Hold it up and keep whisking it. You're going to make sure that you keep going with this, because what you don't want to do is you do not want to get any kind of curdles happening. Now, what's going to happen, as soon as your egg starts to cook a little bit, it's going to change color. It's going to get a little paler. At that point in time, with your left hand holding the bowl up, you're going to go ahead and take your melted butter in another little bowl and just dump it in and start whisking it. Now, you're going to work this together, and you're going to keep cooking it until it becomes absolutely silky smooth, and you're going to see that. Now, there's one trick of hollandaise that I wanted to let you know that I use, and I use some tea water, and Jill and I will have a discussion about that on the recording. I'll replay for the Eggs Goldstein Show. Tea water, what is tea water? Tea water is just water that you use for tea, so a little bit of hot water on the side. Now, if this thing looks like it's starting to cook when you're whisking it, then go ahead and take a squirt or two of the hot tea water and put it in there and keep beating it. That's going to reduce the intensity of the cooking process and get it perfect. I usually have to do that at least once. You know, it's a couple of drops of tea water in there to thin it out just a little bit before it re-thickens. And you'll know it'll get a beautiful shine. That's incredible. Now, at this point in time, when I remove from the heat, I add a little bit of lemon juice. I add a little bit of that salt and that little bit of white pepper and a teeny bit of cayenne and a little bit of paprika. Just minimal amounts, and stir it really in, and then go ahead and take a separate spoon for a minute and take one taste of it, and you'll see what I'm saying. Perfecto. We got our hollandaise made. All right, you'll have more details about that later. I love to do it in real time. All right, now as far as eggs, here's the trick. When you take your bowl off, you already have a really nice thing of water boiling, and this is what we can use for our poach of the egg. Now, the trick of a poached egg is don't play with it too much. You crack it open, you put it into the water, you take a little bit of lemon juice in the water or a little bit of vinegar, and that's the key that keeps it together and keeps that egg happening. And you'll see it very quickly. It's going to be cooking. And that's how you make a poached egg, until you get a slotted spoon and lift it up. Now, we're not quite ready to do that. What we're going to do first is we're going to take our go back, and we're going to take a few more eggs, and we're going to take our, you know, just to put those on the side. We have everything ready to go, so we can, you know, do our poach in a good amount of time. What I do is I take that French bread, and I just get it ready by brushing with a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of salt and pepper, and get it ready. We're going to be grilling that bread. We're going to get that bread really nice for the English muffin. Now, sometimes you can do that in a toaster, or you can do it on a grilling stone on top of the stove, whatever you want. You want to try to get some really nice marks on it. All right, we got that going pretty well. All right, we're going to get this done in 4 more minutes, believe it or not. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take our tomato and the onion, and we're going to cut that up in nice little chunks. And we're going to go ahead in a separate pan and saute and make this beautiful relish of onions and tomatoes, and we'll have a little bit of that. We're going to take it a little bit further. Right at the end, I'm going to take a little bit of fresh spinach, and I'm going to put that in the pan as well, and you're going to have your fresh spinach, your onions and tomatoes sauteed gorgeously. Put that on the side. That's perfect as well. All right, now we have our, what I really like to do is take that one extra mile and take our smoked salmon and break it up into your hands. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our beautiful, nice toasted French bread, lay it on a plate. We're going to take our tomato and onion and spinach mixture and put a layer of that on top of the bread. Beautiful. Then I want you to take a little bit of your smoked salmon and go ahead and crumble a little bit over that. Ooh, does that sound great? Now we're indulging now. We're going to take over that 2 slices of your beautiful gravlax over the top of that smoked salmon, little beautiful spinach and tomato and onion mixture. Got that? All right. Now, go ahead and start poaching your eggs. Your eggs are going to be done in just a couple of minutes. Take your slotted spoon, drain off all the water. Take that, put it on top of that beautiful pile. Is it sounding delicious yet? I hope so. And you've got this egg just bursting with beautifulness over this pile of spinach and tomatoes and sauteed onion over that beautiful French bread, and then that beautiful slice of lox and smoked salmon. You ready? We take that egg on top of that. Now, your room temperature hollandaise is just about 10 minutes, 15 minutes old. Give it a stir. Take a beautiful spoon. Take a dollop of that and just go ahead and drizzle it over the total top. And you have what I call eggs Goldstein. Garnish it with a little bit of lemon on the side. Always have to have a little bit of extra lemon, a little bit of something to crunch on. Now, I also like to make a little bit of roasted potatoes for a side dish. And if you go ahead to the Chef's Stores Foodomania Facebook page, you'll see a gorgeous picture of this beautiful dish. So a little bit of roasted potatoes on the side of the bread. If you got more hollandaise, go ahead and put a little bit over the potatoes. That's it. That is the gorgeous Eggs Goldstein breakfast. Again, I apologize for the problem with the audio. It just happened to not work the way it was supposed to, and you'll hear it again. But hopefully I described it. All right, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to write me at Chef Stuardo, C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O at hotmail.com, and write me as soon as you can, and in the subject line put Eggs Goldstein on it. I will hook you up with all the stuff. I will send you an actual audio file with the segment that we missed, and you'll also get a written recipe with all your ingredients, everything you know for the several beautiful Northwesty salmon-y kind of Brooklyn thing. To the show, please go to the Chef Stuardo's Foodomania Facebook page and like us, and then you'll be able to get more updates on some of the things that are going on a regular basis. And the other thing that's really cool is you can go to www.1020radio.net, and that is my own studio page with the live radio stream of 1020 Radio, which happens every single day. And you also have a live video feed there where you can see work in progress all the time at 1020 Studio. You can be a fly on the wall and be part of our day-to-day stuff. All the wonderful Foodomania shows are posted there, and Cooking Minutes and links to Kitchen Cuisine. So you'll have an abundance of food stuff to listen to. Had a good time today, and I love talking about the stuff. I wasn't totally prepared. I was looking forward to all that work I did on the pre-recording so I could sit back and kind of listen with you guys. But it came together anyway. Forgive me for my tongue tiedness and my extra words that I said, but I had a great time, and I really thank you for being here. Make sure you join me back here next week. I'll be here. Bye.